Collaborations is a festival in Dublin this month that showcases new works and works in progress while coaxing artists of all types into interdisciplinary cross-pollination. Now in its third year, the festival sees the mashup the world has been waiting for in a production that brings together choral music and contemporary dance. Culturefile's Regan Hutchins went to meet choral director Robbie Blake from Tonto Music and choreographer Jana Kemperman, who are bringing a troupe and a choir together on stage this week for their production Between the Absence.
Tonta was a name we chose. We thought it was apt as its waves. We kind of wanted to make new waves in choral music, or indeed vocal music. I think what's attracted me to this project is the experience that I've had while watching contemporary dance, which is a very visceral, physical experience, and I find it extremely moving. And I suppose I've had similar experiences when I've been singing, and indeed when I've heard beautiful choral music. And I think in one sense they form a very unique partnership, and in that sense I was attracted to bringing them together in order to find a unified means of expression.
Well, I think with our partnership, what we're trying to do is kind of engage more than one audience, and how we could bring both the audience from a classical background and from contemporary dance together and kind of create this symbiotic relationship between the two.
It was after a discussion that we both had about the themes we wanted to incorporate into the piece with dancers and choral singers, and how those two groups have a dynamic, and how we could experiment with the distance between them, and indeed perhaps the proximity between them.
One, two, three, four, five, six. We're back up. Most of our movement is sort of set in a structure, but in terms of the singers reacting to the dancers, there is going to be a lot of improvisation, because we wanted to play with this controlled atmosphere that breaks, because our piece is kind of about group dynamics and the individual in a group. So we definitely wanted to get across these elements of surprise or uncontrollability, and kind of trying to get that across, but also not stunting it, because we didn't want to control it too much.
How did the singers react to this? Because their position wouldn't normally be on stage beside dancers.
That's right. I think we're taking them outside of their comfort zone a little bit. But that being said, we've asked people who we know have, you know, an inclination perhaps for the theatrical. We're lucky to have those amongst our kind of group of singers. And I think they're attracted to the project for its possibilities and for the fact that it's something a little different. And if anything, they're loving being in the same room as the dancers. They're getting a lot of kind of sympathetic energy from them just through the physicality of their work.
We are learning ourselves, because naturally dancers and singers work differently. Singers are very skilled and have set sheet music that they work off, whereas dancers are obviously skilled as well, but they work quite differently, maybe with improvisation workshops. They have an idea and then try to translate it into their bodies. So trying to work with the two groups was firstly an experiment because of those ways of working, but I really felt that I learned a lot through them, and that if we were to develop it further, that we could play with the notions of not just remaining in our groups, the singers sing, the dancers dance, but also kind of share our skills and try to translate that on stage.
In the short year and a half of Tonta's existence, I get the sense that you're reaching out across to other organisations and different institutions to bring choral music outside of its little box.
Yes, I think so. That's one of the reasons why Tonto was set up, and we wanted to basically try new things in choral music. And since then, as you say, we've been really lucky to have the support of artists, dancers, other musicians naturally, but also organisations like the National Museum of Ireland. We were involved in an Arts Council funded project. Fringe Lab have been helping us with this current project, and indeed Dance Ireland have provided a residency. So we've been really lucky, and I think we're excited by the possibilities that are there to bring choral music into new places and expose it to new audiences.
Your recent graduates and your muddling your way successfully, I think, through the world of funding and collaboration with other organisations. What sort of a learning curve is this?
At first, you don't really know what you're doing. You're kind of plummeted into this abyss of, you're not in college, you don't really know what you're doing. A lot of questions of like, and what's next? So you kind of gradually try to build yourself up, and it's no one that really teaches you how to do it. It's only kind of very nice artists and different people that might give you advice, might kind of point you in the right directions.
It's definitely through the help of others and kind of elders within the kind of art world and the music world and the dance world who've shared their experience, shared their knowledge. It's also, I suppose, it's not only practical knowledge, but also the sense of nurturing that they're saying, go for it. Don't be scared, just go for it.
Between the Absence runs at the Boys' School in Smock Alley Theatre this Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the 21st, 22nd and 23rd at 5pm. And the full programme of dance, theatre and readings in the Collaborations Festival can be found at collaborations.ie.